The nuanced complexity of the field of genetics has evolved, I guess just as organisms evolve. Our understanding of the human genome has shifted away from specific human traits paired with specific human genes to much more subtle and sensitive and often mysterious switches and triggers where multiple genes interact with the environment sometimes and can have impact in surprising and just now being understood ways. This growing field is called epigenetics. For instance, could the health and experiences in the life of a parent have an impact on offspring? Well, of course. A mother's behaviors during pregnancy, a mother's general health or healthiness would obviously have an impact on the development of a fetus. But what about dads? Well, it turns out that epigenetic factors in a father's life, consequences of traumas he may have lived through, diseases he once had but not at the time of conception, are also passed on to children and even grandchildren, according to some very new research. Dr. Dolores Malaspina is a professor of psychiatry at New York University, is a pioneer in the field of epigenetics. She was profiled in an article on this father connection business, along with other researchers, in the New York Times recently, a story which got a huge response from dads, especially expectant dads. So it occurred to us to bring one in here, which is why we have Eric German here. He's 33 years old, expecting your first child when?
October 9th, actually.
All right. Well, welcome to you both, Doctor and Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, explain this epigenetic potential impact of, say, the fact that I went to a lot of Star Trek movies as a young person before I had kids might have an impact on my children.
Well, that may be going a bit beyond the data, but that won't stop me. So what we are learning is that it's not just the sequence of DNA from our ancestral populations that gets passed down and influences the offspring, but there's this other source of information for the lived experiences of mom and dad, even before the offspring was a fused sperm and egg. And more and more information shows that each offspring is being best fit to the environment it's likely to be born into. So we have epigenetic mechanisms that will turn certain genes on and other genes off to make this best fit, we hope, of each organism to its environment.
So is it really the case that, I mean, I had this traumatic car accident when I was 19 years old. I had a spinal cord injury, which a lot of listeners know about. But are my children, and I have five, likely to have an impact, genetically speaking, from this profound experience that I had long before they were ever around?
So likely, no. These mechanisms can finally be demonstrated, but they're not really deterministic. There are so many other social and intellectual and other forces that shape our behavior. However, it is a piece of it. Now, you might want to think back on the car accident,
right,
however, and realize how resilient you've been. And that might be the epigenetic message to the offspring as well.
All right. Well, my kids are here, Dr. Dolores Malaspina, and so my wife and I are discovering how resilient they are or not at this moment. But Eric, your first child is about to be with us in a month or so.
She is. She's imminent.
So start a conversation, Dr. Malaspina and Eric, on how one might explore Eric's choices as a male and how that might have a possible epigenetic impact based on your research on what this new daughter that will arrive in October is
going to be about. This sounds super fun.
This sounds super fun, Eric. I am delighted to have this chance. So, Eric, before the pregnancy, was your wife taking vitamins?
She was taking vitamins like crazy.
And,
yeah.
And Eric, what about you?
No. No,
okay.
I was not.
So in this new way of thinking, it actually is the male's germ cells that are ones that are actively dividing throughout his life. So we would think that, fortunately, Eric is a very healthy man and
looking,
we're not worried about any deficiencies.
Yeah, as far as you know, anyway.
Also, this is about the mean age of first child. Now, in our population, 31, 32, 33, this is in no way what we would call an older father. But compared to a lot of human history, it is an older father. Older fathers do something beneficial. They increase the length of the telomeres of their children, which are the tails on chromosomes that protect them.
Really?
And are associated with a longer life. So not all of the things that go with an older father are detrimental.
But it is also the case that the older father has some of these epigenetic traits that have been statistically shown to possibly increase the likelihood of a whole range of things, including autism, right?
Well, so let me distinguish things that can happen in the germline, the sperm or egg. Maybe some of the events that influence the offspring are shifting switches that turn genes on and off. But sperm, for example, have been copied hundreds and hundreds of times by the time a man is in his 40s. Each division is subject to the chance of a point mutation. So in addition to the epigenetic changes that can come with sperm or egg, we think father's age in particular can also lead to new point mutations. And for schizophrenia and autism, it's possible that it is the new mutations rather than just epigenetics playing some role.
All right. So young Eric here doesn't have that issue because he's had fewer iterations of sperm production in his young life. He's only 33.
But just 400, Eric.
Not exactly what I expected to discuss on the radio, but let's do it.
Well, we'll stay away from your sperm. But thinking of your health and your behavior, Eric, during those 33 years of life, what behavior do you think could have an impact? It's the kind of thing that Dr. Malaspina might be interested here.
You know, I was a pretty enthusiastic cigarette smoker in college, unfortunately, yeah.
And that is something that you've given up.
Yeah,
excellent.
It was, yeah.
And the other thing we might think about is the amount of food that someone had available in their adolescence. So we've been able, of great intrigue, to see that whether or not a male starves himself or eats excessively around the time of puberty can influence the cardiovascular health of his children and grandchildren.
Wow.
So here's the thing I'm really curious about, though. I mean, every week it's like you read something in the paper that here's a new thing that science tells you you should be terrified about. You know, it's...
I don't think she said terrified.
I did not say
the vast proportion of children for dads at any age are well. I would say probably there are, for older fathers and fathers who've had other experiences, exceptional outcomes in their offspring. What we have is more variability. Because we study diseases, we pick those up. But perhaps some of the gifted and most individually capable creative thinkers have also had parents with unusual exposures. It's not all bad news yet. It's just interesting.
Well, it is definitely interesting. Dr. Dolores Malaspina is professor of psychiatry at New York University and is a pioneer in the field of epigenetics. Thanks so much for coming in.
A pleasure.
And Eric German, a 33-year-old expecting his first child. Eric, I think it's fair to say that, number one, we have put you sort of in the same boat as your wife, who's had to be very, very concerned about her behavior during her entire pregnancy, right?
That's true, yeah.
And it seems to me like maybe a teeny bit we've raised your anxiety. Is that true?
If it's possible to raise it more than it already has been raised, yeah, you bet.
Mission accomplished here on The Takeaway. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.